Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Souls that are shaped for life in heaven. And I heard a sound from heaven. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps, and they sang a new song before the throne, Revelation 14:2-3. Think of your life on earth as an opportunity to practice what you will be spending an eternity in heaven, performing, praising God. Vocalists and violinists, actors and conductors all strive for perfection in their respective disciplines. Jonathan Edwards exhorts you to practice your grand chorus of praise with the same enthusiasm and commitment to excellence. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. We ought now to begin that work, which will be the work of another world, for the purpose of this life is that we might prepare for a future life. Our present state is a state of preparation for the enjoyments and employments of the eternal state. And no one is ever admitted to those enjoyments and employments but those who have prepared spiritually for them here. We must be fitted for heaven. We must here have our souls molded and fashioned for that work and that happiness. They must be formed for praise, and they must begin their work here. If our hearts are not tuned to praise in this world, we shall never do anything in the world hereafter. As we hope to be of that blessed company which praises God in heaven, we should now accustom ourselves to the work. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 14.
Revelation 14. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, for they remained virgins. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus." Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this: Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel who had charge of the fire came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe." The angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes, and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed out of the press, rising as high as the horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia.
After a particularly moving performance by a musician, one member of the audience was overheard to say, "Genius, sheer genius," to which the musician responded, "For 26 years I practiced 10 hours a day, and now they call me a genius." You have only a handful of years to practice what will be your eternal preoccupation. So if you know you're going to be singing a new song of praise before the throne, now would be a good time to start.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.